Hey, I enjoyed our time together in Nashville. Really enjoyed
that. Me too. It was great. Thank you.
When you get a moment, look at your calendar and let me know some good dates for you for us to go fishing in Boca Grande.
Oh, that's fun. Thank you.
I already checked some things out. It's a popular spot. I thought we might take our family summer vacation there, but there's very, and then we'll have another conversation about, you can tell me about some of those other little islands. I wasn't sure if I'd have to call you to give me a water taxi from some of those other little islands or rent a boat for the week or what. But
yeah, I think rent a boat for the week. It's, this place gets, you know, with prosperity comes an explosion of leisure activity.
That's right. Well, anyway, yeah, look at your calendar and would love to come down and do some fishing, spend the day together, spend some time together.
Yeah, that was great. I really enjoyed it. You know, it Preston, isn't it interesting that you don't always know how things are going to go? You think you know, and then they go differently, right? And you're like, wow, that was amazing. Yeah, it made a big impression on me. I gotta think back all the, but it just was kind of, it was kind of, you know, one of those spiritual moments where you sort of go, wow, you know, this is going a little different than I thought it was going to go, you know, and I think, it was good advice. You gave me good advice. I'm always giving advice. I don't usually get advice, but you gave me some good advice. And, it sort of stimulated me to move further and faster than I probably would have, but, still excited about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'd probably recommend, you already know this, but when you kind of merge your life together, like you have, where, you know, you're basically going to give away all your money. you all of a sudden, things just open up, right? It's just like, wow. And, you know, I've always said, you know, I've always told my brothers, I'm just so lucky. I've been blessed, but I've always done this. You know, I've always, tried to, I've never been reluctant to give away my money and give away my time and give away whatever. I just feel like it opens. You know, I feel like if I gave all my money away, it wouldn't matter. I would find more money somewhere. You know, I would just.
You can't outgive God.
Yeah, God would give me a way of finding more money and to do the work. So.
Well, and once we understand that it's not ours to start with, it changes our whole perspective, right? We're just the stewards for that period of time that it's entrusted to us. And
well, my daughter has got some issues, with her. Anyway, I don't know where it's going, but she's got to see a neurologist and you're like, wow, we're renting, you know, we're leasing this space for such a short period of time that you, I've always knew that, always felt it. You don't really own anything. You're borrowing it. You're using it for a while. It's interesting.
Yeah. And it gives you a sense of urgency too, right?
Yeah. Because you kind of run out of time. You know, I'm running out of the one thing you only have a limited amount of, which is time. And, if I'm going to do anything of significance, it's got to be now, you know.
Yeah.
But I also know that you don't have to do things in a huge way. You just have to do things in the right way.
That's right.
It can get big, but you want to build it right. And then I really want to do a good job for these kids. I want them to be successful, whatever that definition is. I just really want to give them the opportunities. But what it does is it just makes you, when you meet people, it makes you more aware of who they are rather than just meeting people or meeting a waitress or something. You want to know who are you and what's your role on this planet.
Yeah, everybody's got a story, right? And right. Most people want to tell it. It will be interested to ask.
Yeah.
Did you watch the movie 42 and was it inspiring?
I didn't watch it. I'm bad.
Okay.
Well, make that my homework.
Make that a date now with your wife. It's a great movie. She'll love it and it'll inspire you on your ideal outcomes for your project.
You're right. Okay.
I'm going to watch it again just after talking to you. I almost watched it again that weekend. I was quite inspired.
Yeah, it was really, it's amazing. You know, I felt good. Felt really good after that.
Me too.
So are we at like month 9 now?
I don't actually know.
I think we are. That's what I was doing was adding up the months because I had not put them down.
Okay.
I know that Lori and Cindy keep track of that, but.
Okay.
I don't know where you want to go.
I thought we started about this time last year, about October of last year. I did have a couple of success stories and some questions.
Yes. That's what I'm supposed to do. So I'm supposed to ask you what's on your mind, not tell you all about what's on my mind. Now, we started.
That's okay. We want this to be mutually beneficial.
We started on 11/2/20.
Okay.
Go ahead. Fire away.
That sounds about right. So one, you know, just the feedback of great, enjoyed our time together. Definitely a kingdom connection and definitely a kingdom. God's always up to something. If we'll just listen and get on board, we can go places that we never dreamed or thought of, right? He's got all the connections. He's got all the resources and he's just looking for willing hearts that want to co-labor with him to accomplish his plans and his purposes.
I love that. Really fun. God is always up to something.
He's always up to something. We just want to get on board. And also really inspired. I spent some time really building out my enthusiastically endorsed list, getting ready for the big party. So really have built that out. It's growing quite large. And so I'll circle back to this, but want to get more input on how you'd recommend. I teed it up to some of the people who are on the list and how I get them there, those kind of things. I have some ideas. I wanted to run that past you. Also, we just onboarded a client Friday, a new client that meets our target minimum. So that's great news. And they were introduced to us by some mutual friends of ours who aren't clients. And there's another good example of listening to that still small voice of the Holy Spirit prompting you. These friends who introduced us, this other friend, I think I mentioned it, he had told me, you know, they have money, but they, you know, when the mother-in-law dies, then they'll move it all from that advisor to me. And so I just felt one day like the Holy Spirit said, you know, just take him to lunch and just refresh him on your business model so he'll know, right? And then, you know, so I did. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll do that. So I invite him to lunch and I said, hey, thank you so much for introducing me to these other people. They're in our process, you know, and they haven't made a decision yet because we haven't got to that point, but I feel like they probably will become clients. They're exactly the type of clients that we're looking for, successful corporate executives, nice people. They happen to go to church with us, which is a plus. They're sweet Christian people. They're very passionate about, you know, the kingdom and about outcomes and people and these kind of things, more than just, you know, building wealth for themselves. That's a part of it, but, you know, those kind of things. And so then I just re-educate him on our 12-4-2, on our three meeting process, on how we work with clients, the structure, everybody gets a financial plan, and the three specific types of clients that we work with. We specialize in successful corporate executives making 100 grand or more with at least 500,000 in their 401ks, you know, successful business owners doing $1 million more revenue, and affluent retirees with at least $1 million or more of investable assets. And so he said, now tell me more. So he started asking more questions, you know. He's like, well, now tell me. He said, well, you know, I have a 401k. I said, yeah, I know. And he said, so you can actively manage that now? I said, yeah. And he said, they don't care? I was like, no, they don't care. They're getting their, you know, the 401k plan didn't care. So he said, and when you said that, he said, I was thinking, I don't know if I have enough money for you, because I don't know if your minimum's like 20 million or, you know, what the, you know, if most of your clients have that. So he said, I said, well, I would like for that to be my minimum someday, but currently it's not, right? But he said, I'm realizing I need to come see you now. So as a result of that, he said, have your staff send me some dates and times, and my wife and I are going to, because they'd already made the decision they were going to move their money to me someday. But he said, I realize I don't need to wait. I need to come see you now. So we came, we had the first meet. We kind of skipped the first meeting because we've known each other for 10 plus years, maybe 15. And so we did the financial roadmap. That went really well. And, you know, here they have an advisor. They do not have a financial plan. He said, this guy runs a pretty large company that has, they deals with balance sheets and cash flow. They got about 200, the company has about 200 million assets. It's not his company, but the company has about 200 million assets that he's helped build since the early 1980s. He said, I look at balance sheets and cash flows on a regular basis, but I've never built out a balance sheet for myself. Never done it. So even that, what we add, you know, to the next meeting is we'll create a personal balance sheet to show you where you are now. We'll also do a 5-year cash flow analysis to show you how that looks, and then give you a probability of success. So I'm giving you that feedback to say, the good news is, and I just thank them for referring the other clients, you know, send them this morning a thank you. And I'm 99.9% sure they're going to become clients that'll meet our target minimum too. So I'm giving two good testimonials and good success stories.
It's amazing, Preston. You espouse what I teach better than maybe anybody ever has.
Hmm. Well, thank you.
You know, you think it's only logical. Rod's been doing this for 52 years. You think he'd know what he was talking about by now. You might listen to him, but you actually do it. So congratulations. It sounds as good as me saying it.
Well, thank you.
And shockingly, you're getting good results, you know?
Yeah, isn't that funny? Funny how that works.
It's crazy. It's like, I don't know.
It is. So, and then one other thing that's kind of tied up in that. So, you know, we have a couple of virtual staff we work with now. One just focuses on open new accounts. I didn't know if you've had an experience or have experience with any virtual staff other than your own that other RI firms work with or that like or enjoy or appreciate.
No, I've admired what you've done in that area. And, no, I'm sort of, you know, you can tell by my folders that I'm sort of a traditional, keep my assistant within arm's length of me.
So yeah, and the folders work. You know, we had last Friday, you know, we had an internet issue, and of course we have voice over IP phones too. And some clients, and I said, well, it's a good thing I got the folder and I've got an app on my phone for, you know, our phone system. And so I used that and dialed up the client and made the call and had the phone number. I was like, this is why we have the folders, you know, the internet goes down. We still have the folders. So you know, that works well.
It's true though, right? I mean, I know we're developing right now with a company, virtual folders, and I think it's going to be great, but at some point, I think that there's a need to keep up a backup system too, because you know, yeah. What if it does go down?
I mean, technically we have a virtual folder because we have it, you know, in the clouds. Actually, for the first time in the whole 12 years that our cloud system, which is approved by our industry and everything, and has been for the first time ever, their cloud service was down for about half a day. First time that's ever happened. So again, good thing to have the physical folders and other things like that. It was a little scary. So I'd be curious on your input on this one other challenge I'm having with our the one virtual staff that we hired. It's a company. It's husband and wife team. And then they have about four or five different, they call them leads that work for them. And so, you know, I get some managerial oversight, which is good. And I pay extra for that. But this is the dumbest thing. I can't figure it out. But it seems like that their business model is scale, or they've got it developed where it actually kind of penalizes you for doing more business. It sounds silly, but like we're kind of on their old pricing system, but it's $65 an hour for $10 a month retainer. We don't use them all. It rolls over the next month. Well, they had a price increase about, and we had a little run in a couple of years ago where the hours got kind of out of control and they billed us at an hourly rate. We made some adjustments, blah, blah, blah. But long story short, like, you know, they're on the street. New prices, like for no service agreements, like $95 an hour. If you buy just a set package without recurring, it's like $90 an hour. And then it goes down to like 85. And I think their lowest is like 75. So, but we went over the 10 hours by 20 hours. It's a little bit of an issue because my wife was handling that. So you can imagine that makes it a little more challenging. And she's, even though she said in the calls 2 years ago when they said, no, the overage doesn't go at the 65, it goes at the higher rate, right? Because we're not planning for that stuff. She's like, oh, I thought the overage was at 65. Well, the bill says the overage is at $90 an hour. And that's not really cost effective to onboard. And we're just utilizing her for new account opening process, which is a skilled thing. It's not like, you know, but anyway, so I've got a conference call set with them for next Monday, but I want to say, like, look, you know, we've been clients for like 10 years. We plan, or however long, we've been planning on being clients for the next 20 years. We want it to be a win-win. And I just kind of feel like you're, you know, de-incentivizing me to do more business with you. How about we, you know, so anyway, it's hard to figure out the solution of how to work with them. And, you know, I want them to be fairly compensated, but, you know, $90 an hour. And I realize there's advantages. I don't have to manage the person. I don't have them in my office, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's $188,000 a year. That's a little steep for an admin, you know.
How much is it a year?
Well, if you had them $90 an hour times 40 hours a week.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not utilizing it to that level, right?
Right.
And they said before, if you need someone 40 hours a week, you should probably hire someone full time. But, you know, the advantage is that, you know, it's just a fixed amount and, you know, you can turn it up or down. So
no benefits and all that. So what do you end up spending on her?
Well, we had just been doing $650 a month on a monthly retainer. And what happens is, like, 1 month we may have no new accounts open, right? So then those are banked to the next month we get them rolled over. But then the next month, if we have two or three accounts, we might use up all the hours, you know, plus the rollover hours. So it kind of has been averaging out. But like last month, I got a bill for October for 29 hours. It was like $2,100. And I had an interest, a spirited conversation with my wife, which I tried not to be spirited, but I couldn't help but kind of reiterate, it's costing, you know, when you go do this instead of doing this, it's $90 an hour. So just be cautious about what you're doing or not doing, or delegating or not delegating. And on top of that, we're already 10 hours over for November. And I've got some new clients just coming on. So now we're going to have to. So anyway, I'm trying to keep the big picture in mind, but there has to be a point where even if someone pays us $20,000 a year and $10,000 planning fee, you know, does it make financial responsibility? I've got to play the CFP to do the plan. That averages about $1,000. Then if it costs me $1,000 in admin fees to onboard a new client just for the new accounts, that's pretty steep. I guess the alternative is I can either find another virtual staff company, or I could hire a virtual person directly. There are other people in our industry, but you've got to have more oversight there if you're directing them. So, and then the third option is I can hire a full-time person, which would cost way more on a monthly basis and probably on an annual basis. So.
Yeah. I mean, if it were me, I would probably hire a full-time person. But that comes with all the different challenges.
Right. Well, you know, if I look back over last year, I only probably paid them about $8,000, right? Or the last 12 months, if you take out October. So, you know, you look at 8,000 versus, you know, 38,000, that's a big jump. We're keeping pace with that. And then you have to wonder, okay, you know, with our minimums or anything else, target minimums and in ideal 70 households, you know, 10 is probably, I mean, we could have a banner year and open 24 new households if they were all, you know, but realistically, one or two a month is really kind of making hay, so to speak.
Yeah, I think you're doing fine. I just think you need, it's like having a, you know, a telephone system, you know, where you're using more hours than you're being allocated and therefore they're penalizing you. So you just have to work out a deal where, you know, look, you know, let's give me, you know, I'll book more hours.
Right.
At $65, you know, so I don't run into this problem. And then as long as you roll them over, I'm good. Right.
Yes.
So that to me would be the solution at this point. You know, as long as you don't, at the end of the year, does the contract lapse and you sign a new one, or is it, can you roll that over too?
I think currently the hour, in our previous contract, I think they rolled over for a whole year, but I thought I read somewhere in their new contract that hours only roll over for 6 months, but it's every 12 months, it's a reset. So yeah. I guess I need to kind of verify that.
Yeah, just talk it over with, look, they're trying to make money too. And, you know, everybody's trying to make money and keep good relations and all that stuff. And half the people probably, frankly, don't care. You know, they don't pay that much. You're paying it. You're doing everything. You know, you're the guy bringing in the money and you're the bookkeeper at the same time. You know, that's a, it's a tough role because, you know, a lot of times you want to be the guy spending the money, not the guy worrying about the money. But in your case, you got to do both. So I would say the first thing I'd do is try and expand the hours and keep up the good news, right?
Okay.
The good news is coming in the door. You don't want to do anything psychologically to make that not happen. That's more true. Important because then you keep them forever.
That's a good point. Yes. And that's recurring revenue.
Yeah. I mean, just think about that, right? You're hiring that person to do this one time and you keep that client for 20 years.
Yeah. So, that's a good perspective. That's a really good perspective. It's a one-time thing. Okay. Yeah. That's good advice. And then, okay. So I've got my enthusiastically endorsed list almost built out. I'm still working on it, but, let's say I've got probably 50 people on the list, including spouses.
Wow.
So it's going to say total. So, I'll just kind of frame it this way. So in the past, before pre-COVID, we had a New Year's Day, which is really fun. If you ever want to do that, I encourage you to New Year's Day, not New Year's Eve, but New Year's Day party, because nobody has anywhere to go New Year's Day. And anybody over 50, they don't want to stay up past 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve anyway, right? So a lot of people, we had a huge attendance. I bet we had, I don't know, a couple hundred people come and go. It was like a come and go from like, I don't know, like 3 to 5 or something on New Year's Day. It was a big success. So I was planning on doing that. And I was looking at my whole marketing calendar, you know, doing that, redoing the private dinners that I told you we'd done before, and then also incorporating enthusiastic endorsed. So I shared a little bit with my staff, and it was good timing because Zan had said, you know, this page in here with all these names, there's no way we need that. And I said, well, actually we do. Let me tell you what that's for. And I said, next year we're going to move that to the front page of the folder so I do a better job of building that list out when I'm talking to clients. And she's like, okay, cool. So, all right. So I've got some people on the list, like, for example, my doctor. So my doctor is really good. She's an alternative medicine doctor, but she's also, you know, a license, whatever, PA, whatever. And so Shelly goes to her. We've recommended people to her. She's definitely enthusiastically endorsed in our community. And it so happens that so is her husband. He happens to have it's kind of like a physical therapy business in the same practice. So I would invite both of them. So how would you tee that up? Just give me a quick refresher. Is it, hey, we're hosting an event for the enthusiastically endorsed people in our community by ourselves and our clients, and we're only having one person, obviously, Rob, come, you are the number one enthusiastically endorsed alternative medicine family doctor in our community. And it turns out your husband is too. We would love to have you come and be a part of that. Is that kind of how you would tee that up?
Yeah. And what I like to call enthusiastically endorsed professionals. Enthusiastically endorsed professionals. So this is, and it will be unique in that there will only be one person representing each profession. Be unique in the sense that there will be only one person representing each profession. So you're the most enthusiastically endorsed professional in your profession in this community, according to us. And that is, you know, by neighbors, friends, and others. So think of it as an Angie's List of professionals in the community. And what we want to do is bring you together to meet each other, giving you the opportunity to know others in the community so that you can, if needed, refer them and help your friends to meet the right people. So it's really a community service that you're doing. So you want to make sure you have really nice name tags. I might even have the name tags professionally made up in plastic with magnets on them.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because it looks like you've gone to a lot of work and that these people, this is a special event. This isn't just, you know, we wrote your name on this, you know, or write down your own, hi, I'm Rob, you know. No, this is your name tag for this event because you've earned this. This is recognition. It's kind of a recognition event.
Yeah. And we had talked about before, so make sure I didn't misunderstand, about the name tag, instead of it saying Dr. Amy Offit, that the name tag would say enthusiastically endorsed doctor. Right?
Yeah, with her name.
Okay. Okay.
And you want them to.
And so ideally, I was going to have it like at our, I was going to host it at our home and have like heavy hors d'oeuvres and appetizers with some nice wines and or other, you know, beer, wine, and or non-alcoholic beverages, and, you know, have staff to, you know, take those around, things like that, and like a networking type thing. Would you have that during the week in the evenings from 6 to...
Whenever you're serving alcohol, you've got to always be cognizant of, you know, the time and the, you know, you don't want anybody hurt, you right. know, because they... So you want to make that something, you know... It's funny because it's a business deal, which would indicate that it could easily happen on a weekday. So I just would be just, you know, I'd be fine about serving alcohol. I'd just be watching it. Keep your eye on things.
Yeah, that's what I thought, like beer, wine, and we'll have staff that distributes that
yeah.
in small quantities.
Yeah. And then I.
And would you have it during the week or would you host it on a Saturday from like, you know, 2 to 4?
I think I'd have it. I'm trying to think. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's a couple of challenges. Everything has a trade-off. So. Like when we host the dinners, we always do those during the week on like a Thursday night because there's less conflicts on Thursday nights. When I've hosted seminars and things in the past, I've done those like on a Tuesday or a Thursday. It present, you know, for business owners, a lot of times they're working till 5 or 6 o'clock. So if you have it too early, they can't attend.
Right.
If you have it too late, now you're cutting into family time. And anybody who has young kids, like I'm thinking about our enthusiastically endorsed insurance agent, and she has three small kids, you know, 12 and under. So, you know, most of the time the evening events are out for her. If you do it on a Saturday, you know, the advantage is you're less likely, you know, to have a business conflict, but you know, then will people attend? Because now you're, well, that's my Saturday. So I don't know.
It's an interesting thing. You could do a couple different ways. I originally thought of this as something with spouses.
Right.
But yes. One, that would mean that Saturday would work, see?
Right.
Or Friday. And if you, and you'd have a, you know, separate kind of name tag, right?
So you, yeah, what would you put on the spouse's name tag?
Just their name.
Okay.
And I don't think you'd have to put, I'm just trying to think. I don't think you'd have to put down the enthusiastically endorsed thing. I think you might go, you know, maybe we go EE, enthusiastically endorsed doctor. Or something like that.
E-E.
Yeah, EE okay. Makes it shorter, right? Now, here's the other thing to think about. Would you make available the names, the profession, and their email or phone number?
Sure, yeah, with their permission. How would you do, like a follow-up email that goes out to everybody?
Or something that you'd hand out.
Oh, that's even better. Like a handout.
So just think of it as, you know, we used to go all these recognition dinners, and I'm sure you did too at Jones, right? You have, and they'd have the name, all the names of the people in there. And I think it'd be really nice. And I'd do it on a Saturday, and I'd do it with spouses.
Yeah, I completely agree. Because you're likely to get some positive word of mouth from the spouses, and then they may utilize those other people and vice versa. Or, you know, if the expert's having an off day, you know, the spouse may say, oh, that was a great party. Make sure we get invited to that again. Or, wow, I really like that guy, Preston. How come we're not doing it? Because, hey, as you know, right, the women control all, half of one thing and all the money, right? And that half controls all the other half of the money, right? So, you know, so having the spouses there is really important.
Yeah, I like it. And it's really a recognition event. It's kind of the community recognize them for not just, it's more than just being the best professional in the community. It's being a member of the community and being an outreaching and helping and being a good personality, being a good person. You know, the idea of givers, right? Adam Grant's book, Give and Take. These people should all be givers and should be recognized for that, for the fact that they're giving people. And that giving people are very, you know, a lot of people take advantage of givers. But we're a group together that's going to help each other and support each other and not take advantage of each other. You know, this is a group that can relax together because we're trustworthy. And one of the things that you don't want to do is you don't want to introduce anybody into that circle that's going to not fit.
Right. I'm with you. That's a taker, not a giver.
They're a taker and they're going to nitpick you on money and they're just not, you know, frankly, just not good people. Okay.
Right. So right. No, I'm with you on that.
It's almost, and I'm not, this is not the place to do this, but basically that's the game. You might think about the words you used in front of this group, but I think you should recognize them and tell them what this is about because they won't really know. This is a group of people that come together to help each other, support each other, refer to each other.
So at some point I'll kind of do like this, right?
Yep.
At some point I'll kind of do like this and I'll welcome everybody and then give a little.
And this is not just a random, you know, this is not just a random group of the business community. This is a very unique group It's been carefully selected by your peers and enthusiastically endorsed by your community. And notice there's only one of you in each profession.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I mean, it's kind of like creating your own BNI. And we're hosting a Christmas party for BNI. The place they're doing it didn't open in time. And so I volunteered and said, hey, my wife and I would be happy to host that for them. And then that brings in two other things. One is I'll tell you the positive feedback. Well, there was not positive, negative feedback, but so this is good feedback for you. So thanks to your coaching, you know, we had that little issue with Zan before about the hours and that kind of stuff. And that all worked itself out. I handled it, like you said, I didn't pay focus on the hours. And then that really changed the behavior, right? And it also changed the number of hours. But then another follow up to that is, and somewhere after that, one day when Shelly was here working with Zan and working on training, that one day weekday training, one of our subject matter experts, one of our insurance guys that we work with, basically the way that Shelly shows, he basically called and solicited her for a job. Like, hey, you know, I didn't realize you weren't the CPA office. Not sure how it's working out with Preston's office, but, you know, would love to talk to you about the job sometime if it's not or something like that, which I was I was pretty offended. And I thought about how to respond with her and with him. We talked about it, prayed about it. And I told Shelly, you know, I can handle this two ways. I can go talk to him and say, hey, SOB, that was not very polite. I don't do that to your employees. And the thing is, I've known the guy for like 20 years. I was kind of surprised. And then two, that might not reflect well with her. So I told Shelly, I said, either we can address it with her or with him, or I can just act like it never happened and just treat her so well that she'll never want to leave. And so I chose the latter. And then one time after that, I was planning on giving her a nice bonus for this fourth quarter. But in my quiet time, I felt like the Lord was saying, do it about a month ago, right? Like, you know, now's the time to do it. And I was thinking, well, I was going to kind of wait. And I just feel like the Holy Spirit said, you know, now is the time. Like you're saying, now, you know, it's okay. I've learned just to, yes, sir, you know, just do it. And so I wrote a nice little note and I gave her a $5,000 bonus, right? And it was very well. And also I've done a financial roadmap for her. So I put together an inspiration board with her financial roadmap and put pictures of all the places that she wants to go, like Italy and France. And I put in the note, you know, we're so proud of you and all the work you're doing. We want you to be successful, you know, as well. And here's $5,000 towards your dreams and goals of some of the places that you want to go, right? And then I reiterate that in person. Hey, look, we're a team. As we succeed, we want you to succeed. As we're successful, we want you to be successful, and you're a big part of that. And this is a thank you, and we care about your goals and your dreams. And so here's $5,000 to get you started on that. And she put it in an investment account towards that. And anyway, so the success story is that, like, I don't know, a week or so ago, that I just kind of the blue on in their time together, she volunteered to Shelly, you know, I've gotten two unsolicited job offers in the last however many months. And she didn't say from who. And she said, I just told them I am not interested. I have so much time freedom and flexibility and enjoy working with you guys that I never want to be tied to an office from 8 to 5, 5 days a week again. And I told them I wasn't even interested. So that's just some good feedback.
You did great. And just think about it. You know, you get that money now versus get the money in January. It's a lot more important right now. So very good. I think you handled it very well. That was exactly the right thing. You might at some point mention to your friend that you're aware of what happened and you're a little disappointed in him.
Yes. I agree. I was pretty disappointed.
And so, you know, and why am I disappointed? Because if you're going to do that, which is, you know, humans come to me and ask my permission.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we're good.
Yeah.
But if you're soliciting behind my back, then we're not good.
Right.
You know, this is not good. So this guy would be, frankly, he'd be off my list. of enthusiastically endorsed professionals.
Yeah, I was really surprised. And of course, you know, we only heard half the conversation. That's part of why I had, you know, that's what it sounded like. And even he called her. The other thing was he actually called the office line. I guess he called her cell phone and then he called the office. It was like, that's even worse. You like called during business hours to my office. It wasn't like you called after hours, you know? So anyway.
Now that's taking money out of your pocket because the cost of you hiring a new person, you know,
is he
$50,000, $100,000 maybe, you know, in lost ever, you know, your time and everything, just nasty, not good, yeah. Disappointing.
And then the other thing is, as reflecting on our conversation in person, almost everybody that's a client today, the Lord willing with allows me to get some of the outcomes they would like to achieve. None of them will be clients in the future, right? Or few slim to none. So would love your thoughts, and you can even think about it. We can talk about next month or follow up, you know, whatever, on, you know, given that I am an RIA, right? How we want to handle that about looking every year. And then I have two other advisors that are dad and son team. They don't have our process. They're not going to do Supernova. They've got, you know, but they are willing to take clients and we go to church together. I trust them. In fact, I'm the son is getting married to a young lady at church. That's the children's director and we're giving them a couple shower, you know, to celebrate. Right.
Oh, nice.
So we have a good relationship and I have referred some other clients to them and I like them and I trust them. I know they'll take care of people. They won't, you know, that kind of stuff. But as we start referring, you know, clients that are paying $8,000, $10,000, you know, $15,000, $20,000 a year at some point, having a more formalized process and how to maybe structure that or your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, look, you value the simplicity of your practice.
Absolutely. Amen.
Did I phrase that properly? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I think there's a value in, I mean, you can formalize relationships and get paid basically, or you can just give it away.
So, oh, yeah. And when I said formalize, I didn't necessarily mean get paid.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're not worried about getting paid, then it, the only thing that I would do is sort of audit them. I would probably do some kind of a simple audit once a year. Just to make sure the clients are being taken care of.
You mean follow back up with the client and say, hey,
I would go and visit with your friend.
Oh, and say, hey, how's it going with this relationship?
And here's the list of, you know, here's the list of clients that I've given you. Give me a quick rundown on how they're doing.
I guess what I meant by more formalized, and I don't know if it's, you know, they're an RI. I don't know if they're an RA or not. They're independent. They are with Raymond James. They're independent. So the client does have change, you know, custodians. That's a little pain in the rear. But I guess what I meant was when I say formalized, I want it to be more like here are five clients. They come into my office and I introduce them to these clients and say, this is Jim. This is so-and-so. Or even we meet at their office. This is so-and-so. And it's a handoff. The last time I did that, it didn't feel that way. It felt more like a referral and they just started from scratch. And then, you know, and I was like, I have all this valuable information. I've got their balance sheet. I've got their assets. I got their, there's everything. It just didn't feel as formalized, I guess is the right word. It felt more like they took it as a referral.
If you can find someone that you can properly train, I mean, this would be a good business for them, right? This is a great opportunity for them. If you can find somebody that's young and smart and gets it, they should hire me and I should train them on Supernova. And then you should have a three-step process for handing them off, just like you have a three-step process for bringing them in.
Okay.
Because you're not going to, I mean, just think about going from you and Supernova and financial planning to nothing. Okay. So my suggestion is either fix those guys or find someone that values the opportunity.
Okay. That's a good suggestion.
And they really, we call it stair step to the stars because it's typically inside a 100-person branch. Right. So we have 5 different minimums, but they're all doing supernova or they're all getting trained properly by some central organization. In your case, you gotta be that leader, that person that's going to, make sure that things go well. That's why I mean, you sit down once a year and you go through the process. It's an audit, basically. Are you doing what you said you'd do? You know, are you giving 12-4-2 rapid response? Are you doing financial planning? I mean, if you do those 3 things, we're good. If you don't, then I'll give it to somebody else. It's very much like this enthusiastically endorsed list. You're going to end up having to take people off that list.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? And you're going to want to put somebody new on. And that's just the way it goes. And that's the same way with this. But you've got to make clear what the expectations are and what will be the benefits of doing it. And, you know, they'd be idiots not to listen, right? I mean, not to do it. So I would it's a little more work, but this is a real problem. Problem/opportunity. If you have a great place to send them and they're happy with what they're getting, then, you know, your life is a lot more fulfilling because you know people are being taken care of. Part of the challenge is that feeling like I'm sending my grandmother to this horrible person, you know, and you don't want to do that. So you're good with signing up for another year? Is that?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm good. And can you have your staff send that to Shelley so she'll set that back up on recurring to send the check out automatically?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Hey, I mean, I feel the same way. I mean, I'll tell you up front. You know, I mean, like, as far as I'm concerned, I really appreciate your friendship, right? Even if we someday chose not to work together, but I really appreciate your coaching and your advice and your wisdom, and you're really helping me. And I'll be a fool not to keep you. So, you know, as long as all those 3 things, as long as we're growing and I'm getting value and it's a win-win for both of us, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's part of a line item from now until, you know, I get my beam me update or whichever one of us gets it first, right?
Right. I'm first in line.
Your probability of success rate is probably higher than mine, you know, given unforeseen.
My appointment is earlier than yours.
The Lord willing, yes.
Right.
The natural order of things. Okay. Right. Is your daughter and granddaughter come down for Thanksgiving or are they staying?
We're going up there actually tomorrow to Nashville. We'll be there till the 18th and then we'll be back down here for 2 weeks. And she will be swimming in the pool and playing tennis and playing golf. And I will be completely obsessed.
Yes. All right. Well, don't forget to look at your calendar and give me some ideal dates that work for you. And I'll try and find a place to book and get some plane tickets. And depending on when and all that stuff, I may just come by myself for a couple of days or depending on the dates.
I would say, look at, I mean, I'm thinking the winter is not the greatest fishing in the world here. Okay.
Right, yeah.
So I would think closer, you know, towards March or something like that. If you want to catch tarpon, that's June. May is good and June. April will start to come in. May's okay. June has hit it out of the park. But if you want to, you know.
I thought you left like June 1st. Did I miss that?
I usually do, but I might stick around just to catch fish for another week or so. You know, it depends.
Oh, okay.
Depends how the fishing is. Fishing's really good in May. I'm fished out. So I'm ready to go. But that to me, it depends on what you want, you know. Yeah. So, and we'll be here and we're ready to go. And we have a guest house, so, you know, you can come and stay in the guest house. And
oh, that would be great. Thank you. That'd be great. Oh, I just wanted to come have fun and enjoy some time out there. You know, I'm a heck of a fisherman. I'm a great catcherman.
Yeah, I love to catch too. You'll love the island. It's a beautiful, wonderful place. It's really wonderful. Preston, thank you.
And there's a couple other little islands.
Thank you for your confidence, and I appreciate your support. And I frankly love the fact that you actually adopt what I teach. It's shocking. Good luck.
Well,
with it.
I want to be an A+ student, and the rewards are very beneficial.
You're setting the bar. All the other students are really mad at you. You're wrecking the curve.
Safe travels back to Nashville.
Thank
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Much. Okay.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye bye.
Appreciate you.